are back. This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. We have on the line with us Don Cope this morning. He's the president and CEO of Dalton Utilities. Don, good to have you on.
Great to be with you.
Don, as everybody knows, in this industry, that there's been some serious drought problems here in the North Georgia area that have affected everybody, including carpet mills. I know you've been in discussions with carpet mills about the possibility of restrictions. Bring us up to date on what's happened in that arena.
Well, first of all, we are in a very serious drought situation. The flows in the Conasauga River are the lowest ever recorded, and they are lower by some 20% below the lowest ever recorded. So it is a significant situation. We have had admirable cooperation from everybody in industry, and we have been, I think, actively engaged with them in trying to manage our water consumption, and they have done a good job. We still have plenty of capacity in our reservoirs. We just have to have enough to make it through what is normally a very hot period, going all the way through the month of September. When we look at the record low flows and our inability to recharge the system, we've determined that we will have to raise the drought level to a level 3 restriction. That level 3 restriction puts significant additional curtailment on outdoor use of water. It puts restrictions on such that water outdoors can only be used by odd even numbers either on Saturday or Sunday between midnight and 10 a.m. And there are some notable exceptions for public use facilities and new landscape, new plants, that sort of thing, and vegetable gardens. But basically it restricts outdoor water usage to each address to one day a week, either Saturday or Sunday, between midnight and 10 a.m. Beyond that, we've been in discussions with industry about their use, and they've been very proactive in our discussions and have put together plans to curtail additional use if the outdoor water use restrictions don't meet the needs and the drought conditions worsen. At this juncture, there is no plan to reduce or curtail water supply to industry. There is the potential, if the drought conditions worsen through the month of September, that we might have to do that. But our assessment of the situation is such that we don't believe that will take place.
I see. This must have been a most unusual time for Dalton Utilities and for you personally, just going through this, as you said, one of the worst times this part of the country's ever seen.
It's the lowest flows that have ever been recorded, and you know, we are a real proponent of conservation in every way and beneficial reuse of natural resources. We recognize how important water is to the economy, the quality of life, and the entire environmental spectrum. And we're very conscious at Dalton Utilities of managing that resource and taking care of it in the most responsible way possible. And people really need to recognize that we, from a business perspective, don't at all cherish restricting people's use of water, because our incremental costs for production of water don't go up a great deal from the time we produce 10 million gallons up to 50 or 60 million gallons, but we certainly don't realize that revenue from selling that water when we ask people to conserve and use less. So it has an impact on us just like it has an impact on everybody else.
Don, what's it going to take to alleviate this situation? I mean, do we just need a, a tropical storm or something going through here to even begin to mitigate this situation somewhat?
Well, the whole situation has to do, I think, with the movement of the jet stream where the hot air masses and the cold air masses collide. And you see when you look at the national weather map that there are parts of country getting severe rainfall and excessive water and flooding, and that has to do with the jet stream and that hot air mass and the cold air mass colliding and causing rain in those areas, and it just hadn't been able to penetrate this hot air mass that we have that kind of is enveloping the entire southeastern United States. So, yes, one of the ways that hot air mass could be overcome is by significant tropical depression. It can create a wave of pressure that breaks at high temperature and causes clouds to seed and some rain to fall. I certainly, having lived through two hurricanes on the coast myself, don't wish that on anybody, however. And hope that cooler weather will help moderate and break this hot air mass and allow some precipitation to be created over the southeast. But this drought has been going on for 3 months, and it'll take several months to overcome the impact. And if you don't think it's a serious drought, I ask you to ride around North Georgia and look at the color of the leaves and recognize that it is August, yet the leaves are changing color and falling, and that is due to the lack of rainfall and the trees trying to protect themselves and divert all the water they have to their root systems.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to sum up, Don, you don't see any reason why the restrictions would get any more stringent, at least going through the month of September, at least from what you see at this point in time?
Not from what I see right now. And certainly we've had, you know, it's August the 30th, and we've had a little bit of rain the last few days, which keeps the river flow at a more manageable level. And if this kind of continues and the drought moderates, we don't anticipate that we'll have to go any further, but we have to be prepared for that.
Very good. Don, thanks very much for spending some time with us. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
We've been talking with Don Cope. He is the president and CEO of Dalton Utilities.